This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon bringing you Something Wild. Now is the height of Eastern coyote courtship, and as I've said before, a pair can really yip it up. Coyote sightings and hearing often sparks talk of coy dogs. Is there such a thing? Yes and no. Yes, domestic dog and coyote hybrids are biologically possible and have occurred, but no genetic sampling of coyotes has found evidence of domestic dog. Coy dogs don't survive, and here's why. The coyote pair bond is strong and long-term, which discourages interlopers. Male and female are sexually active once a year, briefly. The female is receptive for 10 days, although general courtship activity that strengthens the pair bond can last for months. Pups are born in spring when food is plentiful. Males are fully engaged feeding mate and young in the den, often with the help of older offspring. While a female coyote might pair with a domestic dog in the absence of a coyote mate, a male dog lacks parental instincts and soon departs the scene. Starvation odds are high without his help, as well as predation of pups if the female leaves the den to search for food. As a coy dog hybrid, the rare survivor will reach sexual maturity in November, way off schedule with the true coyote's breeding season in February. If a coy dog succeeds in finding another hybrid to mate with, the second generation coy dogs will be born in January, not May. And the depths of winter are a tough time for the female to find food for herself and her young. Finally, odds are against coy dog survival because mixing up the genes also mixes up instincts that help true coyotes survive in the wild. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.